fires it right back inside for Bergstrom. Bergstrom drives up and in. Oh, Bergstrom, it's that tough shot.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line in Gibbon as the Amherst Broncos battle the Kennesaw Blue Devils. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
She has it stripped away, and Kennesaw will have the basketball. 50 seconds to go, and Kennesaw's just going to hold it. It's over to Uden. You don't have to foul yet, but Uden has an open lane. She comes in, she lays it up, and scores. Rebecca Uden took it right to the hole.
Kennesaw got a taste of the state tournament experience last season in an overtime loss to top seed Humphrey. Amherst is looking for their first trip to Lincoln since 1998 and just the second in school history. It's the Broncos and the Blue Devils coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Gibbon High School with a state tournament berth on the line. We have the district championship game between the Amherst Lady Broncos and the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball tonight on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. This is looks like on paper a bit of a mismatch because Amherst comes in at 18-5, Kennesaw 10-10 on the season. But as we mentioned, Amherst at 18-5. One of those five losses came when they played at Kennesaw. That game was played on December the 14th, and a five-point win for Kennesaw on their home floor. So it certainly goes to show that the matchup can certainly favor Kennesaw, who will be the home team here today. Kennesaw was able to advance through their sub-district. Not the strongest sub-district, probably, in Class D1. They got past the Franklin Lady Flyers 43-39, and then over Alma by a score of 32-27. And Amherst had an easy time in their first round matchup in the sub-districts, rolling over Overton by a final of 50-27, and then winning over Elm Creek 47-38. The only loss that Amherst has suffered since they lost to Kennesaw, they lost to state-rated Kearney Catholic at the time in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. They lost at Sumner Eddyville Miller by 1 point, and in overtime, they have lost to Ansley. That game, you know, Ansley in Class D2, they are 22-2 on the season, and that loss came on February the 8th, so just a couple of weeks ago. For Kennesaw, a team that's 10-10, well, you can kind of tell it's been a really up-and-down season. They lost four in a row, then they won their last two games in the sub-district, and they put together, you know, some three-game winning streaks and some four-game winning streaks, and they've won three in a row. They've lost four in a row. So Kennesaw, a real up-and-down season, and if you compare scores, well, we could drive ourselves nuts all night comparing scores from, you know, common opponents. Let's just remind ourselves that Amherst did lose in Kennesaw early this season in mid-December by a final of 39-34. So I know that Nikki Eckhout, the head coach at Amherst, has certainly reminded her team of that loss so they don't become overconfident. And Ryan Evans, the head coach of Kennesaw, has said the same thing to his team. Said you have to feel confident coming into this game because you did defeat this team earlier in the season. The Lady Blue Devils had some problems with the flu and just the general ick that's been going around over the last several weeks, and they kind of got through that batch, and he said yesterday was really the first time in several days that his team has been 100%. So we'll see how good they feel now that they feel good. And I think a key element to this game will be a good start here for Kennesaw as they take on Amherst. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Broncos and for the Blue Devils from Kennesaw. We'll remind you that, well, best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. Your yield leaders, contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the field, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll continue with a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Farmers, there have been changes to your multi-peril crop policy for 2011. Stop by and visit with the Krull Agency, and they'll show you how these changes can affect you and your operation. Stop in for a consultation at the Krull Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden prior to the sale closing date of March 15, 2011. Krull Agency is proud to offer risk management products through Rain and Hail LLC, a long-standing and financially stable company since 1919. Rain and Hail is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
And welcome back. Here are your starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Kennesaw. They will be the home team on the scoreboard. They'll be wearing their home white uniforms. Their starting lineup looks like this. Cheyenne Bitfield, she is a 5'3 junior. She'll start with McKaylee Nielsen, a 5'5 junior. Megan Blackford, a 5'8 junior. Rebecca Uden, 5'4 and a junior. And Taylor Bitfield, 5'10 and a junior. Five starters that are juniors for head coach Ryan Evans. For the Amherst Broncos, their starters look like this. Shelby Hemman is a 6-foot-tall junior. She's averaging 11 rebounds and 18 points a game. Jessica Fernandez, a sophomore at 5'10". Fernandez on the season is averaging 6 rebounds and 8 points a game. Mariah Toppenheim, the senior, is averaging a couple of rebounds and almost 9 points per contest. Katie Klingelhofer, a sophomore, she is 5'8". Klingelhofer is averaging right at 3.5 points and 7.5 rebounds a game. Kylie Haynes, the senior, she is 5'6", and Haynes is averaging a couple of rebounds and almost 7 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by The Better Bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, 5 Points Bank is the better bank. And Kennesaw right now, they're being introduced here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Glad you could join us on ESPN 1550 in Kennesaw and in Hastings, and on ESPN 1460, Kearney and Amherst. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. A reminder for you on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Doug Duda out in Columbus for a great matchup in Class C2 between Clopton and Ravenna. That's a great matchup. We'll have updates on those scores for you throughout the course of this game. Well, here we are in Gibbon, Amherst and Kennesaw, a trip to the state basketball tournament on the line. Neither team can plan on getting a wild card, so this one is for a trip to Lincoln, no more and no less. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have a tip between the Blue Devils and the Broncos right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Sliker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Sliker Heating and Air, serving Cumro in the surrounding area.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here. Nice taped version of the national anthem by the Kennesaw Choir. Nice job there. And we're just about ready to go. Any way you gauge it, a trip to the state basketball tournament is the mark of a successful year. And both Amherst and Kennesaw are now 32 minutes away from reaching that goal. Amherst has already broken the huddle. Shelby Hammond has stepped to the center circle. She shakes the hand of Taylor Bitfield. And we're just about ready to go here as we'll be tipping things off here in Gibbon. Hammond and Bitfield all set and ready to go. Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Amherst. Quickly, they get it into the offensive zone, and they enter it in, kick it out. Here's Toppenheim for three. Back the iron and no good. Hammond fighting for the rebound, but it's ripped out of there by Blackford for Kennesaw. So first possession of the ball game here for the Blue Devils. They bring it into the offensive zone. Amherst is going man-to-man, a little drive and a kick back out here for Hewton. Hewton looks to the inside. Pretty good pressure put on by Klingelhofer. Pass stolen away by Hammond. She comes up with it, and then she walked with it. Yep. Right after the turnover, they collapsed on her. Jumping on her was Blackford and Hewton, just kind of trapped her in there. And we'll just swap turnovers here real quick. And Amherst essentially will have to drop right back on defense. Kennesaw will pretty much maintain the possession here. Bitfield with the dribble. She has it on that right side, and she's just going to drop it off for Hewton. Hewton looking to the inside. Now will penetrate in the lane, and she'll just have to bounce pass it back out here for Bitfield. Bitfield kicks it out from the elbow out to Hewton. Hewton on the right wing. Pretty good pressure being put on by Klingelhofer, and a little drop on the inside and a quick foul. And Amherst will have to endure a couple of free throws coming up here from Kennesaw. The block will send Rebecca Hewton to the line to shoot two. And it's the first foul on Shelby Hammond. And Hammond can get in foul trouble, and that would take away one of Amherst's big guns. Hewton with the first point of the ball game from the free throw line. And Kennesaw, who officially hasn't attempted a field goal attempt yet, because if you're fouled in the act of shooting, it doesn't count against you. And Hewton gets 2 points here for Kennesaw. Here in the offensive zone is Amherst, and they had the ball knocked away. Pretty good hands there by Cheyenne Bitfield. Most of the game back in mid-December, most of the game was led by Amherst, but in the last few minutes, the pressure by Kennesaw forced some turnovers, and we've got a turnover here on the inbounds. Making the catch was Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez did not have her feet set very well when she made the catch, and she ended up walking with the basketball. Now Kennesaw will endure some full-court pressure as Hewton will toss it in. They trap a dangerous pass, but Hewton gets it back after she got it in the hands of Bitfield. And now Hewton will bring it across the timeline. Little screen on that right side. Hewton will take it all the way to the baseline. It'll go off the hands of Megan Blackford and out of bounds. Both teams have turned it over. Neither team has been able to hit a field goal in the game yet. But right now, it is Kennesaw with the early 2-0 lead. Klingelhofer back and in. And off of a little screen, she'll make the bounce pass on the right side here for Fernandez. Gives it inside for Hammond. Hammond steps up, and she'll score. Shelby Hammond, a big scoop shot for the 6-foot-tall junior. And she doesn't play like a lot of six-footers, just you know, only having one or two post moves. She can scoop, she can drive, she can do a couple of different things. And, yes, she can post up. Hewton will kick it right side for Bitfield. Bitfield kicks it top of the circle here for Hewton. Nice ball movement as they get it to Nilsson. Nilsson now back out for Bitfield. They're making Amherst move their feet. And now driving, splitting the seam is Bitfield. Now she'll kick it out. Open jumper up and good for Rebecca Hewton. Give credit to Bitfield. She got all the attention from the defense and was able to kick it right back out for an open look. With the dribble is going to be Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer top of the circle. Now she's going to shoot. It is off the mark. Gets her own rebound. Falling out, puts up a shot. It won't fall, and then we're going to have a foul whistled on Toppenheim. That'll be on Toppenheim on the rebound. It was pulled out of there by Megan Blackford. So Toppenheim with the foul. Hewton now is going to inbound it, or maybe not, because checking in is Kelly Mack. Mack is going to come in for Bitfield. Uton's still going to inbound it. With 5:42 to go here, first quarter. Long pass, and tracking it down is Nilsson. Amherst outside of the ball. They could have intercepted that, but Nilsson let it hit the ground and was able to track it down. Kelly Mack with the ball, and will bounce past the top of the circle here. Directing traffic is going to be Uden. Uden on the left side. Nilsson. Nilsson drives the baseline. Lost the ball. They double-team her, and the ball goes through the legs and out of bounds. They tried to get it to Taylor Bitfield, and it went through Bitfield's legs and out of bounds. Kind of a little underhanded bounce pass. It didn't bounce very high, and Bitfield thought it'd come up to her waist, and it only came up to her knees, and it went through her legs and out of bounds. 4-2, Kennesaw with the lead, Amherst with the basketball. Klingelhopper will kick it on the left side. That's Tobenheim. She'll dribble to the baseline, gives it to Hammond. Hammond will kick it now for Fernandez, who drives, has her shot blocked by Bitfield. Loose ball is tracked down in the corner by Mack, and then we got a ball knocked out of bounds. I thought we were going to get an Amherst foul. It's just out of bounds off of Mariah Tobenheim. Right at 5 minutes to go here, first quarter. And the inbounds goes to Cheyenne Bitfield. Up ahead to Taylor Bitfield. Taylor just about ran out of room as she tracked down the ball. She'll kick it back out for Uden. Uden walked with it. Yep. Pressure put on by Tobenheim, and Bitfield walks with the basketball. In for the Devils, McKaylee Nilsson. So Nilsson will step in here. Coming out is going to be Megan Blackford. Again, the pressure that Kennesaw put on their home floor back in mid-December forced Amherst to figure out how to handle the pressure. Since then, they've done a better job. Tobenheim has it, enters it in the lane. There's going to be a hold in there. That's going to be on Taylor Bitfield. So the two post players of both teams have picked up early fouls here with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Inbounded. That pass. Are they tying it up? Yes, they are. Intending for Shelby Hammond, and it was a little bit too high. Grabbing it eventually was Katie Klingelhopper, and she was able to tie things up. Alternating possessions, Kennesaw ball, and they'll just toss it in here for Kelly Mack. Mack kicks it right back out for Uden. Long pass up ahead. Running the floor is Nilsson. She'll lay it up. Oh, it's off the money. And coming up with a rebound is Tobenheim. Missed opportunity there for the Blue Devils. And here come the Broncos thundering up court. They throw it to Hammond down low. She'll drive and will head to the line. Second foul in the last minute against Taylor Bitfield. And now Hammond, pretty good free throw shooter, will step to the line. She'll have two shots. And the free throw is up and good. We're sitting on the Amherst side. I'm not so sure I even need to tell you whether or not it goes in. You hear a loud roar, you're going to know that Shelby Hammond hit a free throw. Checking in here for the Broncos is Mackenzie Bergstrom. Bergstrom going to come in and give Fernandez a little bit of a breather. Free throw by Hammond off the mark. You might have been able to tell from the groan. And the rebound by Uden. Uden's going to dribble all the way to the baseline. Put up a high arcing shot, and it's good. She didn't look comfortable shooting it, but she sure did hit it. Up ahead, Tobenheim on the baseline, going to be knocked down. Running the floor is Rebecca Uden, and Uden just ran into Tobenheim a little bit too much. I think she was fooled by the jump stop, and they were not shooting, so the foul on Uden, and now they'll inbound it. With it on the baseline is Haynes. Haynes will get it out for Tobenheim, top of the circle here for Klingelhopper. Driving up is Hammond after she gets the pass. And there's going to be a jump ball, and it will belong to Amherst. Amherst will try a four-wide set. They'll give it to Hammond at the free throw line. Her jumper is no good. She tracks down her own rebound. Nice pass on the inside, but stolen away by Uden. Nice shot by Uden. Reading what Hammond was going to do, stepped up and made the steal. When she made the pass, I thought it was going to be an easy layup, but good defensive play there. Uden has it on the right wing for Kennesaw. She'll give it between the circles for Kelly Mack. And again, Amherst right now is going man-to-man. And they'll give it off on the right wing for Uden. Uden kicks it out. Bitfield's going to drive. Bounce pass on the baseline. Jumper by Blackford, no good. And Hemmen pulls down the rebound. And slowly up court comes Amherst. They'll kick it off on the right side. Toppenheim for three. Shot is up and no good. And the rebound by Kelly Mack. And now Kennesaw slowly in the offensive zone. They'll walk it up. They lead it 6-3. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Pressure put on Bitfield, but she's handling it pretty well. She'll get it out for Uden. Now back out for Bitfield. Bitfield will kick right wing for Kelly Mack. Mack will drive. Elbow fouled by Toppenheim. And that's now going to be two on the Amherst senior. And Kelly Mack will go line and shoot two. So Fernandez, well, in a moment, going to check in here. Got to wait for the first free throw. The free throw is up and good for Kelly Mack. In for Amherst is going to be Keena Leach and Fernandez. Toppenheim will come out with those fouls, and so will Kylie Haynes. Mack at the line. Her free throw is up. And it is no good. Hemmen pulls down her third rebound of the quarter. 7-3. Amherst trailing, but they've got the basketball. Klingelhofer drives all the way to the baseline, and there's going to be a block down low. We'll see whether or not they're going to say it was shooting. Nielsen with the block, and they're going to say it was before the shot, and I would concur. Not that my opinion really matters too much to the guys wearing the striped shirts. Inbounded to Hemmen. Hemmen will drive and score. They allowed Hemmen just to kind of fly through the lane. They set her up nearly top of the key, and they spread out the floor, and she comes through right in the middle, gets the inbounds, and lays it up and in. Two-point ball game. Kennesaw with the lead. Driving the baseline. Shot by Uden. Up and good. Uden doing a lot of damage. She's got 8 of the 9 points here for Kennesaw. Quick pass up ahead. Hemmen can't grab it and shoot it. She misses, and up ahead here is Bitfield. Bitfield will get it out to Uden. Here comes Kennesaw. Bounce pass on the right wing for Nielsen. Nielsen doesn't want to shoot over top of Hemmen, so she'll kick it right back out here. With the ball is Uden. Uden will look now left wing for Bitfield. Bitfield will direct traffic with 1:45 to go here before the end of the first quarter. Right wing, Kelly Max got it, and she'll take it to the free throw line. Pressure being put on her, and she'll just punch it back out here for Bitfield. Before Bitfield really gets going, she takes an extra step, and that'll be the fourth turnover on Kennesaw. Four turnovers on the Blue Devils, three on the Broncos. Amherst Broncos right now have the basketball, but Kennesaw has a 9-4 lead. 1:33 to go here in the first quarter. The D15 district championship game. Winner makes it to Lincoln, loser goes home. Hemmen enters it inside, pass to Fernandez, and Fernandez is fouled before she can put up a shot. That's 5 team fouls that have been whistled against Kennesaw. And that'll be on Rebecca Uden. And remember, Uden's got 8 points, but now she also has 2 fouls. Haynes will inbound it. Wide open is Fernandez, and Fernandez hits a 12-foot jumper from the baseline. 2-point ball game. Kennesaw has led throughout. Bitfield across the timeline. No pressure being put on by Keena Leach. They'll kick on the left wing here for Mack. Mack in trouble. Haynes, great pressure. Almost a 5-second count, but they pass it out of there. Nielsen has a dribble. Gets it right side for Uden. Back out for Nielsen. She'll skip it right side for Bitfield. Bitfield well behind the 3-point arc, and they're going to just kind of milk the clock here a little bit. They dribble on that right side is Uden, and they'll give it top of the circle here for Bitfield. I don't know if they'll work for the last shot. There's still 40 seconds left. Dribbling up is Nielsen. Nielsen has it knocked away. It's a steal. Here come the Broncos. Leach has it. She'll give it up on the right side for Haynes. Enters it down low for Fernandez. Her turnaround jumper is good. After the steal, not exactly a fast break, but a secondary break bucket here for Amherst. And we're tied at 9. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Bounce pass on the left side for Max. She'll kick it back out for Uden. Uden works it out for Bitfield. Bitfield, now she'll put one finger above her head to call the play and milk the clock. 7 seconds left with the dribble, Max. back in the lane. Bounce pass left side for Uden. Uden backs up 17 feet away. Jumper off glass, no good. It rolls out of bounds at the buzzer. 8 minutes in the book. 9 points for each team. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
And welcome back here. Kennesaw will have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter. We're tied at 9. 5 turnovers in that first quarter for Kennesaw, and Amherst turned it over 3 times. And when Kennesaw had the lead, it's because they had the advantage in terms of turnovers. Right wing with it is Nielsen. She'll get it back out here for Megan Blackford. Blackford gives it up to Bitfield. Bitfield, 15-foot jumper in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Taylor Bitfield, and she will score. Nice job there by Taylor Bitfield getting the bucket. Here's Klingelhofer kicking in the corner for Tobenheim. Tobenheim baseline jumper good. First 2 points of the ball game for Mariah Tobenheim to tie things up back at 11. And Kelly Mack out there, the only non-starter on the floor right now for Kennesaw. And the only one I didn't mention on the first possession. Right side, Nielsen has it. And she's waiting for traffic to clear. We'll give it top of the circle here for Kelly Mack. She'll give it left side for Bitfield. Cheyenne Bitfield with the dribble. A little pressure being put on there by Jessica Fernandez. Now on the right side, lob pass now down low for Blackford. Blackford had it stolen away with the steal. It's Katie Klingelhofer, and here come the Broncos. Klingelhofer's going to drive, take it off glass, and will score. She's heading to the line. Trying to step up and get the charge call in underneath was going to be Bitfield, but Bitfield got there just a shade late. And so it's a three-point opportunity coming up here for Katie Klingelhofer. And that is the first lead of the ball game here for Amherst. They lead it now 13-11, and the free throw is no good. Taylor Bitfield pulls down the rebound and will hand the ball off to Cheyenne. Cheyenne walks across the Buffalo logo here at Gibbon High School and will pass it on the right side for Nielsen. Nielsen back out for Taylor Bitfield. Bitfield can't come up with the ball. It was knocked out of bounds. It was last touched. Last touch by Kylie Haynes. And so it will be Kennesaw basketball. Uden checks back into the ball game. Remember, she's got 2 fouls, so she's got a little bit of foul trouble for Kennesaw. For Amherst, the foul trouble belongs to Mariah Tobenheim. She also has 2 fouls. And both of them are out there right now. The ball inbounded for Uden. Uden has used up her dribble. Long pass for Nielsen. Nielsen comes up with it, and Tobenheim puts up some defense on her. Bitfield will kick on the right side for Uden. Uden with the dribble. Bounce pass almost stolen by Tobenheim, but instead, Mariah Tobenheim has picked up her 3rd personal foul. She's got 3 fouls with 6:18 to go in the game, and quickly out there to have her come out of the game is going to be Keena Leach. Leach comes in for Tobenheim with those 3 personal fouls. So inbound to Uden. Bounce pass on that right side. Almost stolen away off the hands of Jessica Fernandez and out of bounds. Update on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Crofton leading Ravenna 13-4 at the end of one quarter. Ravenna 4 points in the first quarter against Crofton. With the dribble, Nielsen. Nielsen on the right wing here for Uden. A little bit of a reach. Maybe they got away with it by Haynes. No foul call, but they get it down low. Shot by Blackford. No good. Loose ball. picked up by the only white jersey down there, Blackford. And then Blackford has it taken away from her by Shelby Hammond. They're going to call it a jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs to Amherst. So for a while there, nobody could just really grab the basketball. And then finally, two people grabbed it, and we have a jump ball. A little pressure being put on by Kennesaw, just a little token pressure. Katie Klingelhofer brings it in the offensive zone. She was harassed by Michaela Nielsen. She'll give it off now, right side to Fernandez. Inside for Hammond. Hammond will kick it out to Leach. Leach tries the three. It's no good. Hammond gets the loose ball, drives, and scores. Shot was blocked initially, but Hammond came up with a loose ball and drove the lane with it. And now Amherst, their largest lead of the game, at 15-11. Right wing Bitfield has it, thinking about the three, but that's not her game. She'll dribble with it, takes it off on the right elbow, and she'll have to pass it back out for Uden. Uden back out for Cheyenne Bitfield. Back out for Uden. Uden looking on the inside. Jump stop in the lane. We'll kick it now back out for Blackford. They'll work it back around. Here's Bitfield. And she does want to try to shoot over the top of the taller Hammond, so she'll get it out for Uden. Uden drives, has the ball go down. Dives on the basketball, is able to flip it back out for Uden. Great hustle there. And here comes Michaela Nielsen. Nielsen drives, gets it in for Blackford, and Blackford is fouled as she put up the shot. Blackford, as soon as she got the ball, started to lean in with the shot almost immediately, and it forced Kaylee Haynes into the foul. I mean, it happened so quickly, Haynes didn't mean to foul, but she did. And now Blackford will go line and will shoot two. As a team, Kennesaw is 3 out of 4 from the line. And here's a couple of free throws coming up for Kennesaw, and the free throw is no good for Megan Blackford. Score remains 15-11. 4:52 to go here, second quarter. Kennesaw trails, but they are at the line. A line drive free throw is no good. And rebounded by Mackenzie Bergstrom, who checked in just a little bit ago. She'll give the basketball out for Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer in a little bit of trouble, but is able to give it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom kicks left side to Fernandez. Baseline jumper a little bit too strong, and it's being pushed around in there, and we'll see who the foul is on. It's going to be on number 5, Keena Leach, a little push, trying to get to the ball. That's now 6 fouls on Amherst and 6 on Kennesaw. And now a quick timeout for Ryan Evans and the Blue Devils. 15-11, Amherst with the lead. 4:37 to go here, second quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. A 15-11 lead here for Amherst. Kennesaw, though, is inbounding the basketball. Uden to toss it in, and she gets the ball right back after she got the Blackford. And now they'll get the ball to Cheyenne Bitfield. And Bitfield very slowly will bring it into the offensive zone. Bitfield picked up man-to-man by Kylie Haynes. And they'll give it up on the left wing for Nielsen. Nielsen looking on the inside. Henry pass is off the mark. Hammond comes up with it. That'll be another Kennesaw turnover. Unofficially, I have them at 7. Amherst has been at 3 since the early stages of the game. And speaking of 3, there's a long 3 by Fernandez. She misses it, gets her own rebound, puts up the shot. Rebound by number 3, and Hammond will score. Offensive rebound by Shelby Hammond, and Fernandez kept it alive after she missed the 3. A couple of offensive rebounds result in a couple of points here for Amherst, and they lead by 6. 3:45 to go before halftime, and they'll kick the ball out here for Megan Blackford. Blackford on the left side, Bitfield. Double dog there to try the 3, but she'll kick it out for Uden. Uden's going to drive. That's a nice drive. She'll lay it up and in. She's been the only Blue Devil that's really scored effectively, and at times she scored at will. She's got 10 points. Driving is Fernandez. Nobody picked her up. Jumper up. No good. Too strong. Uden pulls down the rebound. She's going to let traffic clear and give the ball to Cheyenne Bitfield. Bitfield across the timeline. And the pass on the right side coming up is Uden. She shoots over the top of Hammond, and Uden will score. 12 points in the game here for Rebecca Uden. She has 12 of her team's 15. Right side, here's Haynes for three. No good. Rebound by Bickfield, and Bickfield will hand it to Bickfield. Taylor with the rebound. Cheyenne will bring it slowly into the offensive zone. Two-point ball game. Kennesaw can tie or perhaps take the lead. With the basketball is Nielsen. She'll give it top of the circle for Taylor Bickfield. Now to Cheyenne on that right side. Cheyenne bounce pass back out for Nielsen. She'll fire a three and hits the three. Mikaylee Nielsen, the first three-pointer of the game for the Blue Devils, and they take the lead back at 18-17. With the dribble, coming is Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer in the lane, lost the ball, but there's going to be a little push on the body. It'll be a one-and-one coming up here for Amherst. A little push on Taylor Bickfield, and that's going to be the third on her. So she has three. Rebecca Uden has two. So a little bit of foul trouble here for Kennesaw. 17 fouls now whistled against the Blue Devils. So to the line for one and one is going to be Katie Klingelhofer. She scored earlier to give her team the lead, their first lead of the game. And now she'll head back to the line. She missed a free throw that finished a three-point play. So this will be her second trip to the line. The front end of the one and one. A little bit too strong, but Hammond gets the rebound. Hammond off. She'll score again. Another offensive rebound that results in a bucket here for Amherst. And Hammond is getting it done by cleaning the glass. Cheyenne Bickfield brings it in the offensive zone. Amherst now with a one-point lead. The drive and the kick. Uden jumper, no good. Rebound. Is there a push underneath? Yes, there is. It's going to be on Amherst. It'll be a one-and-one coming up here for Kennesaw. Megan Blackford, who missed two free throws earlier, will head back to line for the front end of a one-and-one. Mackenzie Bergstrom whistle for her first personal foul. And Blackford's free throw short, never had a chance, and Shelby Hammond with another rebound. Unofficially, I have her with seven in the game. Long pass up ahead. Driving now is Hammond. Hammond steps through, takes it off glass, no good. Rebound by Megan Blackford. And Blackford being pressured, ball loose, but Bickfield's able to pick it up. And now she'll start her dribble, and she brings it across the timeline. 100 seconds to go here in the first half. One-point lead for Amherst. Kennesaw with the basketball. They're looking on the inside, and they'll kick it right back out here for Uden. Right side for Bickfield. And again, Amherst going man-to-man. Bickfield well behind the three-point arc. She is short. Ball loose. Steiner came up with it, and then it's tied up. Ball was tipped into the hands of Rochelle Steiner, and then Steiner got the ball tied up. Possession arrow pointing to Kennesaw, so the Devils will inbound underneath their own basket. Checking in here for the Broncos, Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez will come in for Bergstrom. They all line up in a nice straight little line here for Kennesaw, and they're inbounding it. 5 second count going on. Ball's on the ground, and taking it out there is going to be Katie Klingelhofer. But then Klingelhofer walked with it in traffic, and Nikki Eckhout looks at the official with this incredible look on her face. Are you kidding me? We just swapped turnovers. And so Kennesaw will inbound it again underneath their own basket. Bickfield looking inbound, having trouble getting it in, and it's going to be stolen away. Hammond came up with it, reaching for the ball was Blackford after Hammond had already made the steal. So Blackford's going to be whistled for the reach, and Shelby Hammond, who's one out of two from the free throw line, is going to go to the free throw line for the front end of a one and one. Now on the season, she is a 61% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and good. That'll earn her the bonus. Well, points in the game here for Shelby Hammond. She'll try to make it a baker's dozen here, and the free throw is no good. Rebound coming out of there with it was Blackford. And Blackford falling down was able to find Bickfield, and Cheyenne Bickfield will bring it into the offensive zone. She's got the dribble, takes it to the baseline, and has a block by Hammond. Hammond with the block, and she has the dribble. She'll pass up ahead here for Fernandez. Fernandez double-teamed. They're going to tie up the basketball. Yep. It will be Amherst basketball. Off of another held ball here with 53 seconds to go. Broncos are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Kylie Haynes to toss it in. They get it for Hammond. Hammond drives, shoots, scores. 14 points for Shelby Hammond, and it's 22-18 Amherst. This equals their largest lead of the game. Midfield with the dribble. She'll take it up on the right side. She kicks over there for Nielsen. Nielsen lets everybody cycle through, and now she'll give it at the free throw line for Blackford. Blackford left side for Cheyenne Bitfield. Bitfield, high dribble, and she'll kick right side for Nielsen. Back to Bitfield, and she's between the circles here. Still has her dribble with 17 seconds left. Probably going to milk the clock, I would think. They'll give it off on the left side for Mack. Mack on the baseline, has her pass tipped by Hammond, and then it's going to be a held ball with 8 seconds to go. Basketball belongs to Kennesaw. Kennesaw will inbound on the sideline with 8.6 to go. In a way, that's advantage Kennesaw, in Amherst rather, because really Kennesaw doesn't have much time to inbound, especially inbound on the sideline. They throw in the corner for Uden. Uden drives the baseline and then lost the basketball. Fernandez has it. Gives it back out. 2 seconds left. Klingelhoff, a long pass. Pass up ahead. The bucket does not count. Great pass up ahead to Hammond. Hammond caught and shot, but it was 1 nanosecond too late. Good pass up ahead, but it came a little bit too late. So Kennesaw dodges a bullet as Amherst cannot score at the buzzer, but Amherst does have the lead. 22-18. We'll head to halftime. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, that's coming up right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe in the surrounding area.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're in the D15 District Finals, and girls basketball in Amherst is in the locker room with a 22-18 lead over Kennesaw. Amherst 18-5 on the season coming in, and Kennesaw 10-10. But as we mentioned earlier this year, it was Kennesaw on their home floor with one of their 10 wins, and one of Amherst's 5 losses on the season that came in Kennesaw early in the year. Hey, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Real quick, let's take a look at our halftime numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Amherst Lady Broncos. They are the visitors on the scoreboard. We'll start with them first. They're being led so far by Shelby Hammond. Hammond with 14 points and 7 rebounds in the game. Second leading scorer for Amherst is Jessica Fernandez. She has 4. Mariah Toppenheim has 2 points, but she also has 3 fouls, so she's in some foul trouble. And Katie Klingelhofer with 2 points here in the first half. For Kennesaw, leading the way for them is Rebecca Uden. Uden, perfect from the free throw line, going 2 for 2. She has 12 points in the game. Only player for Kennesaw in double figures, and there's only 6 points left out there. 3 of those belong to McKaylee Nielsen. She hit the only 3-pointer of the game for either team. Nielsen hit that in the second quarter. She's got 3 in the game. Taylor Bitfield also with a field goal. She's got 2 points. And Kelly Mack, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. That is the 18th point here for Kennesaw, who trail at intermission 22-18 at intermission. And for Kennesaw, obviously they need to find somebody to help Uden with the scoring. She's got 12 points, and there's only 2 other field goals in the game besides those provided by Uden. As I mentioned, Nielsen hit a 3, and Bitfield with 2 points. For Amherst, four players have scored field goals. Obviously, leading the way for them is Hemond. She's got 14 points to lead all scores. And Fernandez, they hit a couple of jumpers. And Mariah Tobenheim, a baseline jumper as well. And Katie Klingelhofer getting a nice steal, driving the lane and hitting that layup. She laid it up and in. But right now, neither team really offensively getting on track as Amherst with 22 points. That's enough for a four-point lead here at intermission. 22-18 at the break. We'll take a quick little break here, and we'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Farmers, there have been changes to your multi-peril crop policy for 2011. Stop by and visit with the Krull Agency, and they'll show you how these changes can affect you and your operation. Stop in for a consultation at the Krull Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden prior to the sale closing date of March 15, 2011. Krull Agency is proud to offer risk management products through Rain and Hail LLC, a long-standing and financially stable company since 1919. Rain and Hail is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. A great setup for a high school basketball game here. They got it wired with what they call Buffalo Vision, some special graphics that they put up, and great sound system, good lighting. This is a great venue for high school basketball, and these two teams getting the full treatment. And whoever wins, I've already seen the graphics made, whoever wins is going to have a nice little message on the board. That's exactly what these two teams are playing for, and that is that message that says, state bound. And we're still a ways away from figuring out who's going to get that message, but right now at the break it is 22-18, Amherst with the lead. Let's check out what else is going on here in Class D1 basketball this evening, as all the district championships will be decided. District number one has Deschler and Exeter Milligan. District two is West Point, Central Catholic, and Pender. District three has Randolph and Newman Grove. Cedar Valley and CWC in D1-4. This is D1-5, where right now Amherst leads it 22-18 over Kennesaw. Sutherland and Crawford are playing in Sydney for the District 6 championship, and then obviously those are the six winners tonight will advance, and then two wild cards as well, and neither one of these two teams really factor into that wild card discussion, so this is a win-or-go-home situation for both Amherst and for Kennesaw. In Class C2, they are also crowning their district champions tonight, and right now Crofton is leading Ravenna 20-14. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That is the C25 district being played at Columbus Lakeview. The C26 district final has North Platte St. Pat's taking on Morrill. The district number one has Johnson County versus Lincoln Christian. Friend versus Sutton is playing over at Hastings High. UTAN versus Aquinas Catholic in district number three. And Homer will take on Lutheran High Northeast. That game being played at Oakland Craig. Those are all the lineups in Class C2. In C1, Ashland Greenwood and Milford, Concordia versus Wahoo, Columbus Scotus and Hastings St. Cecilia for the C1-3 district final. That game being played over in York. And the C1-4 has Wayne and Norfolk Catholic. Centura is taking on O'Neill for the C1-5 district championship, and Southern Valley versus Gordon Rushville in the C1-6. Now there's two wild cards available. One wild card already decided. It will go to Sandy Creek. They've got it wrapped up. A team that's hoping there are no other upsets out there among the teams ahead of them is Minden. Minden, only two losses on the season, may miss the tournament because they lost earlier to Centura. So they're rooting for teams like Gordon Rushville. They're rooting for St. Cecilia. They're rooting for those teams like Wahoo that are ahead of them, so they stay ahead of them and not have a loss, and then have somebody that's behind them a wild card point get the automatic berth, and somebody that's ahead of them in wild card points take the wild card. So they're kind of rooting for the favorites here tonight, and it'd be a shame if they don't make the tournament. But they, as I said, they have put their fate in everybody else's hands. Obviously, Class C2 is actually in action tonight as well. Lineups are this: Sterling and Meade, Lindsay Holy Family versus Spalding Spalding Academy, Why Not versus St. Mary's in District 3. Wilcox Dildreth will take on Ansley in the D2-4 District Final. Ansley, the prohibitive favorite there. Brady versus Juanita Palisade, and Cody Kilgore is taking on Hay Springs out west for that final district championship. Here, we got a long ways to go before we decide this one, but it is 22-18. Amherst with the lead. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and the surrounding area.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. Kennesaw with the basketball here in early stages of the second half. And 4-point deficit here for the Blue Devils, and they'll kick it off on the right side here for Nielsen. Both teams going with their starters in the second half that they had in the first. And we'll check both of those for you here in just a moment. Kick out for Nielsen. Nielsen thought about the shot. Kennesaw has Cheyenne Bitfield, McKaylee Nielsen, Megan Blackford, Rebecca Uden, and Taylor Bitfield. Bitfield had it on the baseline, at the free throw line rather, and she'll kick it out for Cheyenne Bitfield. She'll fire the three. The shot's no good. And then we're going to call a foul as the shot was blocked out of bounds. Offensive rebound for Rebecca Uden, and then Uden was hit on the arm, according to the officials, by Shelby Hammond. Hammond blocked the shot. And I thought it was clean from my angle, but I'm a long ways away from it. Hellman has picked up her second personal foul, and Uden goes the line and hits the first of two free throws. She's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. And she has 13 of the 19 points here for Kennesaw. And her percentage will go up even higher because she hits that free throw. Nice shooter's touch. Fernandez will drive the lane. She is shut off and has the ball stolen away by Bitfield. Just didn't take good enough care of the ball, and Cheyenne Bitfield lets traffic clear, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. Pass on the right side for Uden. Kicks it back out here for Bitfield. Top of the circle for Bitfield. She put up the long jumper, and Taylor's shot is no good. And the rebound by Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer pass up ahead for Haynes. Haynes for Hammond. Hammond in traffic, shot no good. And rebound by Megan Blackford. And Blackford will hand the ball off to Bitfield. Here comes the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Driving the lane and missing is Bitfield. Hammond pulls down her eighth rebound of the game. Check that, her ninth rebound of the game. And she'll kick it out here for Fernandez. Fernandez drives, and she'll score. Got the pass near the baseline. Took it hard on the shallow baseline. Left-handed shot. She got it to fall, and now she'll head to the line and try to finish off a three-point play. Megan Blackford, that is her second personal foul. For Amherst, it's Hammond, Fernandez, Tavenheim, Klingelhofer, and Haynes. Their starters from the first half, starting the second half here. The free throw is up and good. So Fernandez finishes off a three-point play. And now Kennesaw will bring it into the offensive zone. A little bit of pressure being put on, but Kennesaw's handling it pretty well. Bitfield has it. And they'll kick it off right side for Michaela Nielsen. Nielsen gives it top of the circle here for Blackford. And now back out for Cheyenne Bitfield. Bitfield from the free throw line. She'll kick on the right wing for Uden. And now driving is going to be Bitfield. Bitfield on the baseline. Nice pass to Blackford. Blackford's jumper open, but no good. And the rebound by Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will bring in the offensive zone. Gives it for Taubenheim. Taubenheim on the baseline. Gives it to Hammond. Nice pass. Hammond shot, no good. Rebound taken out by Blackford. So here comes Kennesaw, and they're just going to slowly bring it into the offensive zone. And I think you see what Ryan Evans wants to do. He wants this to be a little bit lower scoring game. Uden on that right wing. She'll step in the lane. Will float her up. No good. Loose ball saved into the hands of Bitfield, who hits a 15-foot jumper. Great hustle by Blackford to save the ball and find Bitfield all at the same time. And Bitfield, her first field goal of the second half, and a pass too far up ahead for Taubenheim and out of bounds. Don't blame Taubenheim for the turnover. She couldn't track it down. The pass by Haynes was off the mark. So that'll be another Amherst turnover here. Six on Amherst, nine turnovers whistled against Kennesaw. 25-22, Amherst with the lead, Kennesaw with the basketball. Kelly Mack checked in. She got the inbounds, and she'll give it right back out to Uden. Uden across the timeline with the dribble. She's picked up defensively by Katie Klingelhofer. Pressure now being put on by Keena Leach, and the pass on the inside knocked away. They got the ball down low, and it's blocked by Hammond. Nielsen put up the shot, and Hammond just swatted it out of bounds, her second block of the game. Inbounding is Uden. Uden finds a cutter. Jumper is up and good. So Taylor Bitfield on the inbounds puts it up and in. Up ahead here is Haynes. Haynes up by a point will kick the ball back out for Klingelhofer. Hammond, right wing over for Haynes. Nice ball movement, getting it back to Hammond. She'll flip it back out for Haynes. Her jumper up and good. Just inside the three-point arc. They entered it in, kicked right back out for Haynes, who hits it from about 17, maybe 18 feet away. Three-point Amherst lead. Ball being knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Katie Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer knocked it away from Rebecca Uden, who had the dribble. She was playing the point. And now she'll inbound it. She tosses it in here for Kelly Mack. And again, Amherst going man-to-man. Bounce pass left side for Nielsen. They switched into a zone a couple of times, but it's been almost exclusively man-to-man. Nielsen pass is going to go in the backcourt. That's going to be over and back. So inbound in the basketball here is going to be Keena Leach after the Kennesaw turnover. They're going to inbound the ball right at the end of the Amherst bench after going over and back. With the dribble is Klingelhofer. Back around the perimeter, top of the circle here for Klingelhofer, right side for Haynes. She'll give it to Keena Leach. Leach enters it in for Hammond. Quickly back out for Mackenzie Bergstrom, who checked in. Loose ball picked up by Leach. It was almost tied up there by Bitfield, but Leach able to muscle her way through it. She'll kick right side for Haynes. Haynes shut off on the baseline. Hammond has it at the free throw line. Her jumper back in the iron and no good. Good ball movement, but the shot's no good, and Cheyenne Bitfield with the rebound. She'll dribble it all the way down to the opposite baseline, and now she'll back out. She has it top of the key. Still has her dribble going. And Keena Leach sagging off of her a little bit. They'll kick right side for Kelly Mack. Mack on the baseline for Taylor Bitfield. She's pressured there by Bergstrom. Driving the lane. Loose ball picked up by Mack. Mack will kick it out for Bitfield. Bitfield thought about a WNBA three, and now she'll kick it off on the right side for Mack. Back out for Bitfield. Bitfield yet to score in the game. The only three-pointer of the game for anybody is Michaela Nielsi for Kennesaw. And now Kennesaw wants to call a timeout. Ryan Evans not happy with how things are going. He calls timeout. 3:04 to go in the third. Three-point Amherst lead. Kennesaw inbounds. We come back after this.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kelly Mack inbounds here for Kennesaw. She'll give it to Cheyenne Bitfield. 27-24. Amherst with the lead. Kennesaw on the dribble. Bitfield has it. Both screens set there, but they fight through the screen, so she'll give it off for Uden. Uden bounce pass for Bitfield. In the lane, they give it for Blackford. Blackford shooting over the top of Hammond. And Hammond with the foul, and Blackford hit a tough shot. And the thing is, Hammond had good position. She took an extra step, laid in it, and Nikki Eckhout trying to work the officials a little bit. She's going to lose this argument because Hammond did take a late step. And now Blackford trying to finish a three-point play. Shot no good. Rebound to Taubenheim after it hits the ground. Taubenheim will get the ball out for Klingelhofer. Up ahead to Taubenheim. Taubenheim driving a dish. That'll be a turnover. Trying to get it to Hammond, but Hammond wasn't there, wasn't ready, and wasn't open. So here comes Kennesaw after the turnover in the offensive zone. It's a one-point ball game. They can take the lead here in the third quarter. Uden on that left side with 2:20 to go with the dribble. They'll kick on the right side for Cheyenne Bitfield. Bitfield lobs it down low. Nice catch for Taylor. Taylor no good, but gets her own rebound, and now she'll score. 8 points in the ball game, six of them here in the third quarter for Taylor Bitfield. With the dribble, driving Klingelhofer. She'll give it to Taubenheim. Taubenheim in the corner, kicks it top of the circle for Leach. Leach gets it for Bergstrom. Bergstrom almost had it stripped away. Taubenheim has it now. Left wing for Klingelhofer. Jumper no good. Rebound by Hammond, and she'll score. 10 rebounds and 16 points now for Shelby Hammond. And Amherst with a 29-28 lead here. After Kennesaw took the lead last trip, now they'll try to take the lead right back. Mack gets it to Blackford. Right wing, Bitfield. Bitfield on the dribble. She'll drive the lane, through the lane, kicks in the corner for Uden. Uden slipping, lost the ball, but last touch by Amherst. For the Broncos, Haynes and Fernandez checking in. And checking in here for the Devils is Michaela Nielsen. Devils will inbound underneath their own basket. Bitfield to toss it in. Nobody really open. They just have to throw the ball deep, and tracking down the ball is going to be Rebecca Uden. Uden bounce pass on the left side for Nielsen. Nielsen back out for Uden. Uden, 14 points in the game. 12 of them came in the first half. Minute to go here in the third. With the dribble is Bitfield. Bitfield takes it to the baseline. Bounce pass. Open, jumper, good. Michaela Nielsen. They throw the baseline, and sneaking in the back door was Michaela Nielsen. Kicking the right side. Here's Haynes for three. It's no good. Rebound by Bitfield or not. No, it was then tied up by Bergstrom. It is a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to the home team, and that's Kennesaw with 42.2 to go. Kennesaw 30, 29 over Amherst. Long pass up ahead. Bitfield can't track it down, and Amherst saved it. I don't know why, but then it goes right to Bitfield, but Bitfield tried to stand up with a basketball and lost it. Nobody touched the inbound, and had Amherst just let it go out of bounds, it would have been Amherst basketball underneath their own hoop, but they saved it inexplicably to Bitfield, who had fallen down, and fortunately for Amherst, Bitfield walked with it. That would have been a huge mistake, saving the ball 84 feet away from your basket when you could have inbounded underneath your own basket. With the ball is Fernandez. 26 seconds left. They'll run the weave here, and they get it off for Haynes. Haynes over for Taubenheim. She'll fire a three with 20 seconds left. Jumper is no good, and rebounded by Kennesaw, but then Kennesaw walked with it. The rebound by Blackford, and I couldn't tell who got the rebound because the red jerseys just came flying in and forced the turnover. So Amherst will inbound it. They'll get it for Taubenheim. Back into the corner for Haynes. Haynes for three. No good. Rebound to the Blue Devils. 9 seconds left. Dribbling out is Nielsen. Nielsen has to kick the ball back out for Uden. 3 seconds left. Pass right side. Bitfield for three. It's no good. And that'll be the end of three quarters of play. and Kennesaw has regained the lead. It's Kennesaw 30, Amherst 29. Back with the fourth quarter after this.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And back here at Gibbon High School, we've got three quarters in the books, and it is a 30-29 lead here for Kennesaw. And it is Amherst basketball, but they walk with a pass on the right side. Fernandez couldn't handle it. And that'll be a turnover. So we'll see if they can add to their lead. Quickly up court, Bitfield, and she is shut down. And she'll have to kick the ball back out here for Rebecca Uden. Uden facing some pretty good pressure being put on by Klingelhofer. She'll hand the ball back out for Bitfield. Bitfield, no pressure being put on the ball, has the dribble. And Taubenheim might have got away with a bump there. Nielsen on the baseline will kick the ball back out for Uden. That would have been four fouls on Taubenheim. Uden wasn't ready for it, but she gets the ball back on that left side. And we got 3 seconds whistled against Kennesaw. Kennesaw just wasn't really moving very well away from the ball. And somebody that wasn't moving was standing in the lane. Not sure who it was. Doesn't really matter. Pass left side, now inside for Hammond. Hammond kicks it out to Fernandez, and it's out of bounds. Another turnover. We just swapped turnovers here. And it almost seems in this final quarter, whoever takes better care of the ball can pack their bags and head to Lincoln. It is 30-29. Kennesaw with the lead and the basketball. 7:13 to go here on the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. 15:50 in Kennesaw and in Hastings. And 14:60, Kearney Amherst. Driving is Uden. She's shut off on the baseline by Klingelhofer. She'll kick it top of the circle here for Bitfield. Bitfield going to direct traffic a little bit, calls the play, kicks right side for Nielsen. Nielsen lobs it down low. Nice catch by Bitfield, but it's knocked away and then stolen away. The tip by Taubenheim, the steal by Fernandez. Pass inside for Hammond. Hammond in the lane, shot. There's a foul. On the body, she got the ball, leaned those long arms in, and got hit on the body. That'll be two shots coming up for Shelby Hammond. Hammond, who had 14 points in the first half, has only two here in the second, and she'll try to add on to it after Michaela Nielsen has whistled for her second personal foul. 61% free throw shooter is Shelby Hammond, and her first of two is up and good. 17 in the game for Hammond. And we are tied at 30. Hammond with 17 for the Broncos. Uden with 14 for the Devils. Hammond adds to her total and creates an Amherst lead, 31-30. She hits the second free throw, and Uden has it in the offensive zone here for Kennesaw. She shut off defensively by Klingelhofer, and directing traffic now is going to be Bitfield. And you can hear the Amherst fans right in front of us extorting their defense. As with the dribble, is going to be Uden. Uden kicks it between the circles here for Megan Blackford. She'll give it off right side for Bitfield. Calling for the ball down low is Nielsen, but still with the dribble is Bitfield. And again, Amherst, a couple of interesting lineups here. They are going with a zone right now, a little 2-3 zone. Blackford kicks it back out top of the circle here for Uden. And up top, actually, it's a 1-3-1. And up in the middle, but extending from the elbows, is actually Shelby Hammond. Try to shoot over Shelby Hammond at 6 foot and long arms. With the drive right side is Uden, and Uden is blocked on the drive in. Not a lot of fouls have been called here in the second half. It's only going to be the third team foul whistled against Amherst. And it is Katie Klingelhoffer's first personal foul. Kennesaw inbounds underneath their own basket. Only two fouls been whistled on Kennesaw, and here they'll toss it in. Uden gets it, had it knocked away, but Uden gets it back. Klingelhoffer almost with the steal, but they give it out for Nielsen. Pass down low for Blackford. Blackford has it stolen away. Shelby Hammond making the steal. And now passed up ahead. Here's Fernandez. She'll shoot over the top of the defense. Shot no good. And the rebound is out of bounds. Rebecca Uden couldn't quite come up with it. Shelby Hammond almost whistled for the block. She was smart enough to pull her arms back. She was going to get called for the push. And in any event, it is inbounded, but a turnover. The inbound, Pitfield. She comes up with it. She's going to drive, lay it up, and in! Coast to coast for Cheyenne Pitfield after she forced the turnover. And here comes Amherst, down by a point now. They'll get it out. They'll kick it out for Fernandez with a long three. It's no good. And Blackford pulls down the rebound. She's got eight rebounds in the game. And Kennesaw with the lead brings it in the offensive zone with 5 minutes to go here in regulation. One-point ball game. Kennesaw with the lead and the dribble. Off the bounce, they'll get it off left side for Nielsen. Right back out here for Bitfield. And Kennesaw going to try to pressure and to prize this possession. Going to try to squeeze some time and get some more points. Bitfield on that left side. They're being very patient offensively off a screen. Driving is Bitfield. She'll drive the lane. And well before the shot, there is a hold on the drive. It's going to be on Jessica Fernandez. Leach is going to come in here for Amherst. For Kennesaw, it's Kelly Mack. The Devils will inbound underneath their own basket. It's only the fourth team foul on Amherst. And we got a timeout. Full timeout, Kennesaw. 4:31 to go here, fourth quarter. They'll inbound, leading by one when we come back after this.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School, where Kennesaw has a 32-31 lead over Amherst. Midway through the fourth quarter, and they've got three quarters in the books up at Columbus Lakeview, and Crofton right now is leading Ravenna 32-26 at the end of three quarters. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Cheyenne Bitfield to inbound the basketball with 4:31 to go. Underneath her own basket, and she'll have to just toss it in and gets it in to Taylor Bitfield, well behind the three-point arc, back to Cheyenne. Cheyenne now is going to set up the offense. On the bounce to the right side, they'll get it to Mack. Amherst going man-to-man. With the dribble, Kelly Mack, and she'll kick it back out here for Bitfield. Cheyenne Bitfield with the dribble. Bitfield's going to back up a little bit. 4:05 to go here, fourth quarter. 32-31, Kennesaw with the lead, and well behind the three-point arc, they pass the basketball to Nielsen. Nielsen just has the dribble, and Tobenheim's going to come up and pressure a little bit. She'll get the ball out for Taylor Bitfield. Bitfield picks it up, and the bounce pass for Nielsen. And again, Kennesaw almost rarely gets the ball even to the three-point arc. They are really trying to spread the floor and milk the clock here a little bit. But it's a one-point ball game with 3.5 minutes to go. This possession, if you factor in the timeout, has lasted for about a minute and a half on the clock. Drive on the inside, but a little push. Yeah, it's going to be a foul. Driving on the baseline was Rebecca Uden, and I don't think you want to send that young lady to the free throw line. She's got 14 points in the game and is a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. The push on the body is going to be whistled on Katie Klingelhofer, and that's going to be her second. Free throw up and good. Uden makes it a two-point ball game. She's got 15 in the game. 33-31. 3:24 to go here. Both these two teams needing a win to make it to the state tournament. Free throw up and good. 34-31, three-point lead for Amherst. Broncos do not need a three-pointer here. They just need a good look. Well behind the three-point arc is Klingelhofer. Pass on the inside. Stolen away by Kennesaw. Kelly Mack makes the play. And slowly into the offensive zone comes Kennesaw. Now a little pressure being put on here by Keena Leach. Leach on that far side, and that's going to be a block. No, it's just out of bounds. Ball out of bounds, and Nikki Eckhout's going to call timeout. 3:01 to go here. Fourth quarter, timeout Amherst. It's Kennesaw up by three. We'll be back after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, we can give you a little bit of a game reset here. It's 34-31. Kennesaw with the lead with 3 minutes and 1 second to go here in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls have been whistled against Amherst. They still have a foul to give. Kennesaw's got a lot of fouls to give. They've only committed two team fouls. And Kennesaw, two timeouts left. Amherst has four. With the dribble is Bitfield. Bitfield in the lane. Loses the ball. Rolls it out. Now they kick it out for Bitfield. Long jumper by Taylor. No good. Offensive rebound by Mack. Mack shot won't fall. Rebound in underneath by Pickford, by Blackford, rather. And then it's held. It's tied up. And I didn't get to it, but the possession arrow pointing to Kennesaw. So Kennesaw will inbound. And then we'll move the possession arrow. Entry pass. Open is Uden. Uden shot no good. And the loose ball. Blackford tried to save it. And Nikki Eckhout wants an explanation. They're going to say it actually hit the ground. It was deflected. And so Kennesaw has the ball. I thought it was saved, but it was not. It hit the baseline after the shot was blocked. The inbounds. Here's Uden. Uden, pretty good pressure being put on by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer on Uden. 5 second count off and now back on with the dribble is Bitfield. 2.5 minutes to go. They'll get the ball to Cheyenne Bitfield. She'll give it off right side for Uden. Uden with the dribble. Uden up on that left side. They'll get it on the baseline for Taylor Bitfield. 2:15 to go here, and we got a push whistled on Amherst. That'll stop the clock. A three-point ball game with 2:15 to go. Checking in is going to be Keena Leach. And Leach is going to come in here for Fernandez. Devils are going to inbound underneath their own basket. By the way, that foul was on him, and that's her fourth. They entered inside for Uden. Uden, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound ripped out there by Tobenheim. Tobenheim gets the ball back out to Klingelhofer, and up ahead it goes to Leach. Leach on the baseline, jumper up. Too strong for Haynes. Offensive rebound, and now we got a foul. Offensive rebound. No, check it. It's going to be a foul on the Tobenheim on the rebound. Mariah Tobenheim has been whistled for a fourth personal foul. Hammond came up with the rebound. Tobenheim whistled for the foul. And instead of a shot that hung on the rim, Cheyenne Bitfield goes to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. It is up. No good. Up high for the rebound is Hammond. And Hammond will bring it in the offensive zone. 2 minutes to go. Three-point ball game. Hammond drives, and her shot's no good, but she's heading to the line. She drove the lane, got the body, got the foul on the body, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two. The blocking foul going to be whistled on Megan Blackford. That'll be her third. They're going to say it's before the shot, so inbounded to Tobenheim. Tobenheim in the corner for Haynes, and Haynes hits the two. Foot on the line, and we got a timeout. Haynes hits the long deuce, and it is a one-point ball game. 34-33, 1:49 to go here. We're back after this.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Well, right after the shot was made, Nikki Eckow called for the timeout with a minute 49 to go here. That'll stop the clock and give Amherst the opportunity to put full court pressure on. But right now, Rebecca Uden can run the baseline if she needs to. 5 second count going on. She gets it to Bitfield. Bitfield pressured by Leach. Bitfield dribbles through the pressure, and we're going to have a reaching foul on Amherst. That'll be on Keena Leach. That'll be her second. And that is 8 team fouls whistled on Amherst. So this will still be a 1-1 for Cheyenne Bitfield. She missed the front end of a 1-1 just moments ago. She toes the line, fires the shot, and it is good. 3 points in the game for Bitfield, all of them coming here in the fourth quarter. And it is 35-33 Kennesaw. The Kennesaw junior at the line for the second one. It is perfect. 3-point ball game. Pass up ahead here for Haynes. Haynes in the offensive zone. Kicks the ball back out to Klingelhofer. Minute 38. Left side to give it for Tobenheim, who skips it for Haynes. Inside for Hammond. Hammond almost lost it. Pass tip. Gets it to Leach. Kicks out. Here's the three. Good for Kylie Haynes. Kylie Haynes hits the three. And we are tied at 36. Timeout, Kennesaw. Check it. It is a timeout. Amherst, it'll be a full timeout. Minute 24 to go here. Timeout, Broncos. We're back after this.
As a proud supporter of the athletes and academics, Scott of Slyker Heating and Air Conditioning would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slyker Heating and Air, serving Cumroe and the surrounding area.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility that the latest genetics and technology has to offer. Call Brent Woodman, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profit for you next fall. Best of luck from Brent and Sarah Woodman.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, I hope you're having a good time. We sure are. This has turned into a very entertaining ball game. 36-36 here in the fourth quarter. And Kennesaw, again, will be able to run the baseline if they want to. That was a timeout. I think I misspoke earlier. It was a timeout for Amherst. And they'll inbound it. Not much problem to go. And in the offensive zone comes Kennesaw. They didn't face much pressure here. And with the dribble is Uden. Uden picked up defensively by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer bounce pass to Bitfield. Bitfield off the screen. 15-foot jumper. Rolls around. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Hammond. Hammond snags the bound, and the pass on the right side for Haynes. Haynes for Hammond down low. Shot up and good. Shelby Hammond puts up the shot, and it's a 2-point lead. 50 seconds to go. Into the offensive zone comes Uden. Uden kicks the top of the circle for Bitfield. Coach Evans telling his team he got to move on offense here. Bounce pass on the right side. They give it for Mack. Mack will dribble to the elbow. Ball fake. Driving is Uden. Uden lost it. Ball through her leg. Loose ball. It's a jump ball. It's a hell ball. Possession arrow is pointing to Amherst. Timeout, Kennesaw. 29 seconds to go in the game. 2-point lead for the Broncos. They have the ball when we come back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Well, let's give you a little bit of a game reset. There's 29 seconds to go in the game. After that timeout for Kennesaw, the Blue Devils still have one timeout left. Broncos still have two. The possession arrow, because the hell ball right now will give the basketball to Amherst. Possession arrow after the inbounds will belong to Kennesaw in the final 29 seconds. It is 38-36, Amherst with that 2-point lead and the ball. But Kennesaw can be very, very, very aggressive here because they've committed only three fouls. They most assuredly will be going for the steal, and they'll have an opportunity to do that three times before they have to worry about sending Amherst to the free throw line. So they are going to come out and put on as much pressure as they can. Taylor Bitfield will put pressure on the inbound. It's being tossed in by Haynes, and Haynes gives it to Toppenheim, and Toppenheim is fouled immediately. Toppenheim barely got her hands on the ball when she was fouled by Rebecca Uden. That is three on Uden. She has three. Megan Blackford also has three. Amherst will inbound it. Haynes to toss it in, and they'll get it to Hammond. Hammond almost stepped on the sideline. She's got the basketball and will give it back out to Haynes. And then Haynes is fouled. 24.8 to go. That one's on Kelly Mack. Now, again, I'm somewhat surprised that both Blackford and Uden are out there in this situation because, you know, they might have been in a situation where they have to commit their fourth personal foul. They inbound it for Hammond. Hammond will get the ball right back out here for Haynes. Haynes is double-teamed, and it's going to be a reach whistled on Cheyenne Bitfield. That'll be her second. And that is now six fouls whistled against Kennesaw. So 21.1 to go here. Now, if there's a foul, to the free throw line will go whoever has the basketball for Amherst. They give it to Hammond. Hammond is fouled immediately on the inbounds by Megan Blackford. And that is now four on Blackford. And if you're Amherst, who do you want at the free throw line? Well, if you take a look at things statistically, your best free throw shooter is actually Kylie Haynes at 77%, but Hemmen, 60.9% from the free throw line. She's made 95 of 156 free throws coming in. Free throw is up and good. And Haynes at 17 of 22 on the season, not as experienced at the line as Hemmen. I think I put my money on Hammond, who just hit two free throws and made it a two-possession game. Timeout Kennesaw, 40-36. 4-point lead for the Broncos. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Well, you can hear the energy that's in a high school gymnasium when a trip to the state basketball tournament is on the line. 20.1 seconds to go. Kennesaw, down by four, will inbound it. They still have a timeout left. They do not absolutely got to have a three here. But, boy, one would be handy. Kennesaw has hit only one three-pointer in the entire game. They inbound it to Bitfield. And just a little token pressure put on the ball to take time off the clock. Uden has the dribble. Kicks left side for Nielsen. Nielsen, pass on the inside. Ball's knocked loose. It's on the ground. And a timeout. They call timeout. Great timeout by Coach Evans, who is right in the ear of the official. He calls timeout to maintain the possession. They could not afford to waste much more time, but the possession arrow was pointing to Kennesaw. So that is their final timeout. and we'll keep it right here. Only 20 seconds left on the 30-second timeout. But now, after a made basket, Amherst will not need to inbound the basketball. And Kennesaw cannot stop the clock. Had he not called the timeout, and again, I said it was a good idea at the time, but now looking at it, they hadn't called the timeout. They would have got the basketball anyway on the jump ball. So Kennesaw in a world of hurt here with 8.8 to go. They inbound it. Bitfield gets it. Driving. Uden drives. Shot no good. Rebound Fernandez. 4 seconds left. She's fouled, and that will do it for the ball game. Well, the only thing in doubt at this point is the final score. But Kennesaw is not going to have enough time. There's only 3.2 seconds left. Scoreboard went out momentarily, and the official noticed it, and he's double-checking everything. It is a 1-1. You know, last second of the game, you don't want extra time on the clock, so to make sure everything's working. Fernandez at the line for a 1-1. It is good. But again, it's a two-possession game with only 3 seconds left, and Amherst will not need to inbound the basketball even if Kennesaw scores. Fernandez, free throw, up. No good, gets your own rebound, lays it up and in. And over the cheers, you may not have heard the final horn, but it has sounded here at Gibbon High School. And with it comes a berth in the state basketball tournament for the Amherst Broncos. Final score, Amherst 43 and Kennesaw 36. The last 10 points of the ball game belong to the Amherst Broncos. They trailed at one point, 36-33, and they just scored the last 10 points of the game. And they'll be heading to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. Congratulations to the Broncos and to the Kennesaw Blue Devils, who will be district runner-ups. They'll get their trophy first, and then Amherst will get their trophy, and they'll also be able to cut down the net. And you heard Kennesaw being announced as the district runner-up. And I don't know if you'll actually be able to hear the PA guy doing it for Amherst, because the Amherst fans in front of us are going to give a pretty good shout here as they get the district championship trophy. We'll talk with both head coaches, Nikki Eckow for Amherst and Kennesaw head coach Ryan Evans. We'll talk to both of them. We come back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show in just a few moments as the trophy now being handed to Amherst. The district champions, your final score, 43-36. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Estimates from Certified Techs, Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Farmers, there have been changes to your multi-peril crop policy for 2011. Stop by and visit with the Krull Agency, and they'll show you how these changes can affect you and your operation. Stop in for a consultation at the Krull Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden prior to the sale closing date of March 15, 2011. Krull Agency is proud to offer risk management products through Rain and Hail LLC, a long-standing and financially stable company since 1919. Rain and Hail is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. And, you know, it's used so often, it's almost cliche, and when I say almost, I mean almost. It still means a lot to high school kids to hear this song playing as they cut down the net, as Amherst picks up a 43-36 win, and they cut down the nets to the strains of We Are the Champions by Queen. We'll take a look at our scoring here. We'll begin, first of all, for Kennesaw, who ends their season at 10-11 on the year. Rebecca Uden finished with 16 points. She had 12 at halftime, did not score a field goal in the second half. She had to settle for going 4-for-4 from the line. She was perfect 6-for-6 from the stripe, and she finished with 16 points. Only Blue Devils in double figures here tonight. Taylor Bitfield, all of her 6 of her 8 points came in the second half. She finished with 8 points in the game. 5 points for Michaela Nielsen, 2 points for Megan Blackford, and Cheyenne Bitfield finished with 4 points in the game. All of them coming in the fourth quarter. She had 4 of the 6 points for Kennesaw in the final stanza, as they're able to pick up the win here. Amherst picks up the win. 43-36 as they really shut down Kennesaw in that final quarter. And as a result, they win the district championship. And joining us now to talk about things is Nicky Eckhout. If you got time, Coach, you got some pretty good stuff to do out there, like cutting down the mat and everything.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations.
I'm all right here. This is all right.
All right. Well, First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great win. It's always a lot of fun. Talk a little bit. You fell behind. You fell behind by 3-4 points in that fourth quarter. From that point on, you took control of the game. What happened?
I wish I knew. the girls were playing with a little bit of panic in their eyes, and they managed to get rid of that panic. And, you know, I thought they did a good job finally getting it into Shelby. I thought Shelby was open throughout the night. We got some good inside outs. Kylie hit that huge three. That was huge. And then our defense kind of finally started picking up. I thought we played better.
Was that play to Kylie, was that a set play, or was that just something to flow of the offense?
It's just a flow of the offense. Yep, it's just a flow of the offense.
And it really down the stretch, it seemed like Shelby really kind of did take the game on her shoulders. Now, was it her taking control, or did finally they say, all right, she's been our big gun all year, let's go to her?
She just took it. She just took control. She just kind of has that attitude, and the girls know to go to her. You know, they know to go to her. So, looks like I'm going to miss out on a picture.
Better not. Well, okay. Coach, if you can come back later, I'd appreciate it.
Well,
all right. We'll let Coach Eck out. She's got some pretty important stuff to do here and pose for some photographs. And now head coach Ryan Evans from Kennesaw, also kind enough to join us as well as his team wraps up the season. It's almost cliche, Coach. You know, you got the joy of victory and now a little bit of the agony of defeat. Your team left it out there. You have to be proud with the effort that you had tonight from your Lady Blue Devils.
Oh, yeah. Not really disappointed in the effort at all. They left it all on the court. You know, some of our three of our starters were battling some illnesses. You know, so they probably weren't at full strength, and they gave me everything they had. And you know, as a coach, you can't ask for any more from your girls.
And it really was a tremendous kind of team effort in the first half. Rebecca Uden offensively really kind of carried things as really the offense kind of went through her hands the entire first half.
Yeah, she stepped nicely. You know, a lot of teams have been keen on her, and she's been down a little bit on the point totals. But, you know, she did some nice things out there, and some the girls helped out. You know, when she's driving the lane, we had a couple posts, a few other girls nice, that created a nice lane. You know, those things don't up in the box score, but those help out quite a bit.
And Cheyenne in that fourth quarter, only 4 points of the game, but it seemed like all four of her points in that fourth quarter were very important for you guys to be in a position where you could come out of here with a win.
Oh, yeah, Cheyenne, you know, it's a great point guard. She stepped up when we needed her to step up. You know, she was one of those bad illnesses and a little injury bug, but she came out top and, you know, like I said, gave us everything she had.
With starting five juniors, how important was it to kind of get into a game like this, maybe building for the next year? I mean, obviously, you'd rather be in Lincoln next week than not, obviously, but does this kind of help set the stage for next year?
I hope so. The girls, like four of our girls, starters, you know, they played quite a bit last year, and we had, I think, 3 or 4 overtime games, one being at state. So, you know, this we were used to this kind of environment and pressure. I think they handled themselves pretty well for being a young team. You know, they didn't really panic. The crowd, I mean, it was a good atmosphere tonight, great atmosphere. Love being a part of it. So But hopefully, you know, this is a springboard. You know, hopefully this game leaves a little sour taste in their mouth and we come back stronger and better next season.
Well, one thing they won't say is we didn't play hard enough to win. I mean, we kind of covered that. I mean, they did a great effort out there.
Yeah, we gave our shot, gave ourselves a shot to win, and that's all you can ask. You know, we didn't panic when they were making a big run. You know, we just fought back one point at a time. So,
well, Coach, I appreciate the time. Ryan Evans, congratulations. That was a great effort.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, once again, the final score, Amherst is heading the state with a 43-36 win over Kennesaw. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back with the numbers here for Amherst. We haven't quite given you those, and we'll recap the Kennesaw numbers for you as well as we continue with the Nisko Sports postgame report. Nisko Sports wants to remind you to see them before the games begin. Nisko's carries a great selection of brand-name clothing. They got the shoes, athletic apparel. They got a great selection of material for your young wrestler. If you need to get stuff for youth wrestling, they got brands like ASICS, Brute, Matman, Adidas. They got the singlets, the headgear, knee pads, and shoes. And unfortunately, or you know, fortunately, as teams are moving on to state basketball tournament, other teams are starting their soccer, their baseball, their softball, their track season. All the equipment you need to get yourself geared up for those sports available at Nisko Sports. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll recap the numbers for Amherst and hopefully be able to have another minute or two with Coach Eckhout for the Broncos. Well, we'll see how that all works out because, you know, had a pretty last I saw the team pictures and having a pretty good time out there. But hopefully we'll talk a little bit more with Coach Eckhout. If not, we'll wrap things up here in a little bit. We're going to take one more break, take a look at the numbers for Amherst, and hopefully talk a little bit more with Coach Eckhout. We'll do that as we continue with the Nisko Sports postgame report right after this.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small-town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Tech. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as, you know, a lot of hugs, a lot of smiles, a lot of pictures being taken out there. And I've lost track of Coach Eckhout. Hopefully we'll still be able to hook up with her. She was able to stop by at least once, and we'll see if we can have a little bit more words from her as well, as Amherst is heading to the state basketball tournament with a 43-36 win over Kennesaw. About half their points, in fact, a little bit over half their points, came from junior Shelby Hammond. She finished with 22 points and 13 rebounds here in the game, and only 2 points in the second quarter, and then that just kind of got everything all fired up. She hit 4 for 4 from the free throw line, another big field goal, a huge three-pointer in that fourth quarter for Kylie Haynes, and give the assist to Hammond on that play. They entered the ball in, kicked it out for that big three to tie things up at 36, and then they went on and scored 7 more points after that. So the last 10 points of the game scored by Amherst, and they win it 43-36. And again, Hammond finished with 22 points on the night. Also in double figures was Jessica Fernandez. She finished with 10 points to go along with a couple of rebounds. Haynes, 7 points, including that huge three-pointer. All 7 of her points came in the second half. 2 points also for Katie Klingelhofer and Mariah Tobenheim with 2 points in the ball game. Tobenheim with a little bit of foul trouble throughout the course of the game that kind of slowed down things for her just a little bit. So once again, Hammond 22, 10 for Fernandez, 7 for Haynes, Tobenheim 2, and Klingelhofer 2 for Amherst. And again, for Kennesaw, leading the way for them was Rebecca Uden. She finished with 16 points. Taylor Bitfield had 8. 5 points for Michaela Nielsen, 2 points for Megan Blackford, and 4 points for Cheyenne Bitfield. All of Bitfield's points came in the fourth quarter, and Kelly Mack, the only point off the bench here for Kennesaw, she went 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point in the ball game. Kennesaw now 10-11 on the season, just a shade short of making it to the state basketball tournament, and Amherst now 19-5 on the year. They will make it to Lincoln and will play in the D1 state basketball tournament. And, of course, we'll have coverage of those games for you here on the ESPN Superstations and or our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have to see how everybody else does in the area and kind of check all that for you as we go. Crofton has defeated Ravenna in Class C2. It was Crofton 42, Ravenna 34, as Crofton ends the season for Ravenna. And I haven't done my double checking. I think Ravenna still has an outside chance of getting a wild card. And in any event, we'll see how that works for you. And now Nikki Eckhout able to make it back with us. We're kind of doing our interview in increments here a little bit, Coach. But that's okay. Appreciate the time with you. Kind of fun to go out there and hang out with the girls under this environment.
Yeah, you know. Doesn't happen every day. So
last time 1999, if memory serves.
98.
The 98 season.
Yep.
97-98.
Yep, that's what it was. 97-98 season.
And what does it mean to be able to go back again? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to your team? What does it mean to Amherst?
Well, you know, I think every kid in the whole world that ever wants to play basketball, it's their dream to go to state. I would have loved to gone as a player. You know. Didn't quite happen for me. This darn town got me every time. But these girls, I don't think, made it a real goal probably until after Christmas. And after Christmas, we played Kearney Catholic tough, and I think that opened their eyes that, hey, you know what, we can play with these good teams. And I think at that point they made that a realistic goal. And then after the conference tournament, you know, it became a little more realistic, and they really just came together, and I thought played as a team. Tonight, a little panicky at times, but it's kind of understandable. We're pretty young, so it's kind of understandable.
But you were down by three, just a couple minutes left.
33-36.
Yeah. You know, kind of late in the game, and you scored the last 10 points. You know, so you talk about a team that maybe, you know, isn't playing very well, but you scored the last 10 points of the ball game. So when it came down to crunch time, you guys did the crunching.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I mentioned it in the first time I talked to you or not, but Kylie Haynes hit that three-pointer to tie it. And we finally got that look back in our eyes that when I look at them, I know we're okay. I didn't see that look at all in the second half. I saw it in the first half in their eyes, but I didn't see it in the second half, and so I was a little concerned. But when Haynes hit that three and they got that look back in their eyes, like, okay, you know, that confident look, I felt pretty good at that point.
And you had a lot of opportunities to kind of talk to them and settle them down a little bit because at that point you had five timeouts left,
yep.
and you started using them.
Yep.
Was that kind of a strategy if I need them later on?
I do it. That's just how I do it. If at all possible, I try to keep those things in my pocket. And I kind of learned that from my college coach. He was big on saving those timeouts. In fact, he took pride in when a coach would have to call a number of timeouts before he had to call one. And I kind of do the same thing. I mean, it definitely pays off. It's paid off twice in this gym now this year against Gibbon when we were playing here. We're down by 17 points with 4 minutes to go, and I still had all my timeouts. You know, and we use those things just like we did here tonight. We'd make a shot. We'd call a timeout. We could put that press on, you know, give us a little bit of breather, you know, gather ourselves. So, yeah, I try to save those things if at all possible. Sometimes you can't, but.
And to me, it seemed more than anything else, I think I'd probably point at your defense in that fourth quarter. You gave up only one field goal in the entire fourth quarter.
God, it seemed like more than that.
No, well, a couple of free throws. I mean, they went 2 for 2
right.
for the free throw line when they got there, but only one field goal.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I knew we could shut them down if we contained 10. You know, she's very quick off that dribble. And we had to do a better job on 32. Uden's their money player,
yeah.
And we let her have way too many easy baskets there in the first half, you know. So I thought we did a lot better job. The girls they knew the game plan going in, but I think they kind of forgot it a little bit in the middle of the second quarter. But everything worked out. Hey, we'll take it.
Absolutely. And you got a little time to prep and pack the bags and off to Lincoln.
Awesome.
Nikki, appreciate the time. Congratulations, Coach. Nikki Eckhout, the head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos, making their first trip to the state basketball tournament since 98. They pick up the 43-36 win over Kennesaw. And I want to say thanks to all the sponsors in the greater Amherst area as well as the ones in the Kennesaw area. Congratulations to the Blue Devils as well. Great effort tonight for Kennesaw, even though they fall 7 points short here to the Broncos, 43-36. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Nate back in the studio as our engineer. Want to thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The following is another ESPN Radio sports presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents high school basketball.
Klingelhofer drives off a little screen. She's going to kick on the left wing for Fernandez, who enters it right back inside for Bergstrom. Bergstrom drives up and in. Oh, Bergstrom.
Farmers, there have been changes to your multi-peril crop policy for 2011. Stop by and visit with the Krull Agency, and they'll show you how these changes can affect you and your operation. Stop in for a consultation at the Krull Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden prior to the sale closing date of March 15, 2011. Krull Agency is proud to offer risk management products through Rain and Hail LLC, a long-standing and financially stable company since 1919. Rain and Hail is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small-town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Smith gets a two-year contract extension as the head coach for the Chicago Bears. College football news, the SEC and the Georgia Dome reaching an agreement to keep the football champion.